turn, if you will, to Nehemiah chapter 4. And I love the way the Lord works. You know, it's, when I first started out preaching, it scared me to death to not know what to preach on. And you study all day long, and nothing comes. And sometimes you just got to push it aside and say, Lord, it's all up here somewhere, and you can use it. Amen?
Amen.
And I was thinking about Nehemiah just a little while ago, and this scripture come to my mind, and I'm going to do my best to go from here, and if the Lord directs it somewhere else, then that'll be the Lord. We just want Him to have His way. Amen. I believe with all my heart that I could preach in Nehemiah and end up over in John 3:16, if that's where He wanted me to go, brother.
Yeah.
I am that confident in the Lord. So we'll let the Lord use His word, and it'll go out, and it'll the seed will go out, and it'll hit whoever needs to hit.
Amen.
And let's go to chapter 4, Nehemiah, verse 12. I'm just going to read a few verses here. It said, and it came to pass that when the Jews, which dwelt by them, came, they said to us 10 times, from all the places whence you shall return to us, they will be upon you. Therefore said I, in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even said the people after their families with their swords and their spears and their bows. I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. It came to pass, when the enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, every one unto his work. It came to pass from that time forth that the half of my servants wrought in the work, and the other half of them held both the spears, and the shields, and the bows, and the habergeons. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah, they which built it on the wall, and they that bare the burdens, with those that laid it, every one of them, with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said to the nobles and to the rulers, to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall, one far from another. In what place, therefore, you hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye hither unto us, our God shall fight for us. Amen. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. So neither I nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that every one put them off for washing. Amen. That's about as far as we're going to read. And you may be seated. And this right here, when we read about Nehemiah, we read about a lot of adversaries. It was in Nehemiah's life. Amen. I believe one of them's name was Tobiah, and the other one was Sambalot. If you read just a few verses above where I read, you'll find their names. And then when they heard that Nehemiah wanted to go back, and his heart was troubled, amen, to go back and build the wall that had been torn down, because it meant so much to him, that the wall of the temple and everything, when they heard that, they wanted to be an adversary to Nehemiah, and the Nehemiah and his people that was going to go and build this wall. See, the king had given them permission to go build the wall, and we find here that they have all kinds of things come against them. But amen, I'm glad today, I've read this several times, and there's a lot of good scripture in Nehemiah, brother.
Amen.
Amen, where it talks about how the hand of my God was upon me. Amen. Nehemiah was a man of a strong belief in his Lord. Amen. A God who was able to fight. As we read here, he was able to fight, amen, for the work that they had put their heart and their minds into. And as we read down here, we find out that Nehemiah had some men to work with him on the wall. They were building this wall, and they was working together as one mind and one accord. And there's another place in the Bible, I want to say it's Nehemiah, but I can't remember. But the scripture comes to mind where it said they had a mind to work. Amen.
Right.
And it says here that we find out that the people that Nehemiah was leading, he was kind of the officer, the leading officer, the supervisor, so to speak. The people he was leading here, in one hand they carried maybe a tool for working, maybe a pickaxe, maybe some kind of old-fashioned hammer, whatever it may be. They did work in one hand. And in the other hand, they carried a spear, because of the threat of the enemy that was to come to them and say, we're going to stop you from building this wall. We don't want you to build this wall. We're going to stop you from building it.
Yeah.
In one hand, they carried the work. They did the work. In the other hand, they carried a weapon. Amen. I tell you what, I can't help but think of the parallels today that we have in our modern day societies. Amen. It seems like the devil just fights the church and just fights the Christians. Amen. Amen. It seems like not a lot of people have the old armor of God on anymore, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. It seems like they've laid it down and let it get rusty and let it get all dusty from Sunday to Sunday. Amen. Hey, and I tell you what, we need to be more like the people that Nehemiah here was leading.
Amen.
To be able to pick up that old sword and the shield and the spirit. Amen. And have the shield of faith in one hand and the sword of the spirit in the other hand and do the work for Christ. Amen. Knowing that God will fight for us.
Amen. Right.
They knew they may have to go to battle. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been carrying a spear.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have been carrying some kind of a weapon to protect them so that they could still do it. They loved the Lord so much. They loved the work that was done and that was represented in the temple. They was willing to give their all that they had, even if it cost them their lives. Amen.
Amen.
Another place in the Bible says they loved not their lives unto the death.
Yeah.
Amen. We find here that Nehemiah, amen, was ready to do the work. He knew that God would fight for him. He could see many evidences. One of them that he had, amen, before was his heart was very troubled, and he had not yet been before time. His countenance had not been that he was sad before the king, because he was the king's wine-bearer, I believe it was, a cup-bearer. Amen, and it said that, the king noticed that his countenance was sad. He asked him, why are you so sad? He began to talk, and as he talked, he began to see that God's hand was upon the thing, and he asked the king what he would desire, and the king asked him what he would desire, and he asked that he might go out and build and repair the wall that had been torn down by the adversary.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Church, I tell you what, there's a lot of things in today's society, amen, that does not go along with the Word of God. We talked about some of that this morning. Amen, if you're getting in there with the Lord and you're ready to do a work for the Lord in this little church, amen, you best believe there's going to be people out there, amen, that'd rather see you fail. They'd rather see
amen.
You go under, amen.
Right.
They don't like what's being built here at Grace Tabernacle. They don't like to see the walls, amen, to be rebuilt. They don't like to see the things that's going on in God's people today in the church. Hey, they'll do everything they can to try to threaten you.
Amen.
Everything they can to try to discourage you.
Yes.
Whether you're on the job, amen, whether you're out there in the world, no matter where you may be, the devil's an adversary we talked about this morning. He'll do whatever he can to destroy, kill and steal and destroy the work that God has placed in your heart. Amen. Today, that is a church unit today. We work together and become the church. I know that this is just a building. Hey, but I tell you what, each one of us, the devil fights me and you individually, just like he does the church as a whole.
He does.
Amen. When we go home, we need to make sure that our heart is right with the Lord. We need to make sure that we are right with the Lord, that we study His Word. Amen. So
amen.
That we can turn it back on that old devil, that old dragon, that serpent. Amen. That fork-tongued devil. We can turn it back on him and say, just like Jesus, it is written.
Amen.
Amen. The devil wanted Jesus to believe that he could solve his problems in the wilderness. But, hey, he said, you're going to worship God the Father. Amen. And no other gods will you serve. Amen. He began to quote Bible to him. Amen. He began to defeat the devil one time after another. You see, he had a weapon in one hand. He was working, amen, for the Lord. He had a cross that he had to go to, amen. There's a plan of salvation, brother, that had to be built,
amen.
He was doing the work for God, just like that man over here in Nehemiah was doing. Amen. He was building a wall. He was building a bridge while they were building a wall, amen. He built a bridge from here to heaven so that me and you could have a way to get there, amen.
Amen.
And he had a work to do. He carried this Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, in one hand while he did the work with the other. Amen. He didn't let the devil take him and discourage him and trip him up on the way to go to Calvary. Jesus had a purpose. I tell you what, I preached on this a couple years ago, maybe, and it's always stuck with me. A lot of us Christians' problem is we don't have a long-term vision, brother. Hey, the littlest thing that gets us offended, we'll drop out of church, and we'll, just like you said this morning, so-and-so didn't acknowledge me, so-and-so didn't shake my hand, I didn't acknowledge my presence, but I got news for you. That's a trick of the devil.
Yeah,
amen.
Amen. That is the trick of the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. We don't have to worry about it if so-and-so else shake our hand.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad that we can go to the Lord, the Father, and have communion, have fellowship with Him. That's what we ought to be worried about, concerned about. Where's our standing with God? Amen. But Jesus had a work to do, and He went on all the way to Calvary, knowing that the devil was there to oppose Him in the form of the form of the Sanhedrin court, in the form of the council that was against Him, the form of the governor, Pilate, the form of Caesar himself. Everything was against Him. Yet He still went about doing the business of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Amen. He went about doing good things. And that's what they killed Him for.
Yeah.
You must believe, even as Christ said, hey, if they hate you, know this, it hated me before it even hated you.
Yes.
Amen. The world is going to hate us today. But I tell you what, keep the sword and the spirit in your hand, amen, and do the work. And you'll see things accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Nehemiah knew that if they come against him, God would fight the battle. They may have to raise a spear or two, but God would direct it.
Amen.
David, when he went out to fight Goliath, he had five smooth stones. Amen. It never says anywhere else in the Bible where he picked up a sling, as far as I know. Maybe in the first time he done it, I don't know. Hey, but I tell you what, he picked up the sling, and on the first try, God directed him to the aim.
Yep, I believe.
Amen. Smote the giants.
Yep.
Hey, if we'll do what God has us to do, we may have to lift a finger here or there. We may have to say, thus saith the Lord, but God will direct it to hit the heart where it needs to be.
Amen.
Amen. We'll be able to see things happen. Amen. He said, he looked, he rose up, and he said to the nobles, to the rulers, to the rest of the people, be ye not afraid of them. Remember the Lord. Amen. That's it's so easy to forget, brother.
Yeah.
What the Lord has brought us from. It's so easy to forget, amen, who He changed us into be. Amen. He said this morning, Brother David did in 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, if any man be in Christ Jesus, behold, he's a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. He said, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord. Put your mind on God. Don't put your mind on the world. Don't put your mind on the threats that are out there in the world, of the enemy, the things, the doubts that come in your mind that the devil tries to put there. Remember your God.
Amen.
Remember who He is and what He's done. He has always been. He always said in the Bible, the Lord did. He told them in Egypt, or the Israelites, to remember where He had brought them from.
Yep.
Remember the one that delivered them from the Red Sea. Remember the one that delivered them from the plagues. All the different things that they had to endure in Egypt. He's the one that did it. He never let them forget it either.
Yeah.
He said, don't forget. Teach your children these things.
Amen.
Amen. Today we're teaching our children all kinds of ungodly things, the school systems are. And we wonder why we're going downhill as a nation. I was telling Melissa this morning, I said, it ain't no wonder everybody acts like an ape. Amen. They've been teaching them their whole life. They come from monkeys.
Amen.
Everybody acts like they want to.
Yeah.
That ain't no different. We was talking about earlier that there ain't nothing new under the sun. Over in Judges it said that everybody did that which was right in his own eyes because there was no king in Israel.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't really have a king. Amen. Jesus hasn't come back yet. Mm-hmm. Amen. These presidents that are trying to be voted for, they don't have the answer. Amen. God is the one that's got the ultimate answer.
Amen.
And if we'll look to Him, we'll be able to find what that is. We'll be able to know that we can be led by God and that He can fight our battles for us. He said, remember the Lord which is great and terrible and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, and your wives, and your houses. Amen. I don't know about you, but the kids that are in the school right now, if it was my kid, then that's a kid that I'm responsible for.
Yeah.
That would be mine. That would be considered mine. Your kid, your houses, your land. Amen. God had given them a right to fight for what was theirs, what God had given them. Amen. And us as Christians don't need to be weak-minded and limp noodle spines. We need to be out there fighting for what's right. Amen.
Amen.
And they're fighting for what God has given us, lest the devil take it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. When it was, it said in verse 15, it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, that we knew that they were having plans against us for building this wall, and God had brought their counsel to naught. We returned all of us to the wall, and everyone into his work. We know that if we proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil knows it. It didn't say here that they cowered about it. It said that they just went on about their business, did the work. Amen. Why? Because God would handle the rest. Thank God when we do what God has required of us, he takes care of the rest. Amen. Hey, if we think about it, it's very not much at all that God requires us. Amen. If you go into Ecclesiastes chapter 12, it talks about a few little small things that God requires of us. But to walk in his ways and to fear him and keep his commandments. And it says, for this is the whole duty of man.
Yeah.
Amen. When we do what God would have us to do, then he steps in and he can fill in the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm so glad to know that there was a leader that they had. Amen. That taught them, hey, that the God that we serve, the God of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is still God, the God that defeated Egypt, the God that defeated the Assyrians when they went to tried to capture them, was the same God that was going to protect them from old Sanballat, hey, and Tobiah here. In verse 7, it says, talks about them. We're going to read that a little bit. It came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites, boy, look at all these enemies they had, heard the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, they were very wroth. Well, you best believe when you're on the right track for the Lord, the devil's going to be mad at you.
Amen.
Amen. If the devil don't ever bother you, you better be watching out because he may already have you.
Yeah.
Amen. He won't be mad with people that's doing what he wants them to do.
Right.
Amen. The devil won't be mad at you if you're doing what you want him to do. But, amen, I'd rather have the devil mad at me than have God mad at me.
Yes.
Amen. The devil ain't got no power. Amen. God is the one that's able to destroy both body and soul in hell.
Mm.
Amen. They were very wroth. But I tell you what, you know what? They didn't care. Nehemiah didn't care if they was mad or not. They still had a job to do for God.
Amen.
They still had something that burned in their heart. You know what's wrong today, Brother David? The work of Christ doesn't burn in our hearts like it used to. I was reading, I believe it was over in 1 Samuel, that the Word of God was precious in those days.
Yeah.
Because there was no open vision.
Yeah.
Amen. Today we've lost the preciousness, that burning that Jeremiah talked about that was shut up in his bones. Amen. When he decided he was going to no longer speak the name of the Lord. Amen. That there was a fire in his heart, shut up in his heart, in his bones. Amen. It had to come out. He said, I couldn't forbear. I couldn't stay any longer. Amen. And began even further do the work, spread the work of the Lord and do the work of the Lord. Why? Because there was a fire there. There was a passion there. There's an old song that says, there's a fire of flames that's flickered in my heart, but the fire has never gone out. Amen. Mm. Amen. I tell you what, I'd like to see the fire, amen, ignited. We talked about that song, Send the Light. Amen. It'd be nice to see the fire ignited again and the flames rising high in our hearts. Amen. That we'd get up on and do the work of God and not be lazy about it. Amen. And be able to carry on the work of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It all starts here with me. Amen. It starts with you. It doesn't start with the church as a whole. The church as a whole can't get better until the church as individuals get better.
Amen.
Amen. We can't see the government and we can't see the whole United States get better until we start seeing the homes get better.
That's right.
Until we start seeing the individuals in the homes get better. It goes down to between you and the Lord. It's all up to you and the Lord. It's a personal one-on-one relationship. Amen. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
Amen. Continuing to carry on the work of the Lord. Keep a spirit, in this case, a sword of the Spirit in your hand. And continue to do the work. And don't worry about what comes against you because of it. Amen. The devil's going to come against you. You'll make him mad. I tell you what, but remember your God. And remember that he was able to deliver you, just like he did Daniel. I was reading about Daniel the other day. Delivered him out of the mouth of the lion. Well, that king was, I could just see his legs knocking each other, and boy, he's wringing his hands, old King Darius. Hey, Daniel, has your God delivered you? Well, I can just see a big pot. I bet Daniel made him sweat a little bit. Then he finally answered, hey, the angel has stopped the mouths of the lions.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, God is still ever powerful today. Amen. We strip him of his power when we don't believe in him. Amen. We don't believe he's able to do what he's done before. Jesus even said that, it said in the Gospels that he was unable to do many mighty works in many places because of their unbelief. Now, God's all powerful, but I tell you what, it's up to us, amen, to exercise our faith and show God that we believe in him and show God that he's still able to do what he says he can do.
Amen.
Amen. That's all he wants. He wants people to be faithful. He wants people to believe in him, know that he can do it. Amen. If I told you I love you, but did the actions that were contrary to that, would you believe me that I loved you? No. Yet we tell God we love him, but we don't do the actions that he'd have us to do. He said in the Gospels over, he said, why do you say you love me, but you don't keep my commandments? Why are your actions speaking something different, amen, than your mouth is? He talked about they worship me with their mind, with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. And I encourage each and every one of us today to hold up the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of God in one hand, and keep doing the work he has us to do. Remembering God, hey, even if the adversary comes up, remembering that God will fight for us.
Amen.
If we stand for him, he'll stand for us every single time. I appreciate your attention tonight. I feel I've cleared my heart. And I'm going to turn it this time back over to Brother David, Pastor.
Yes.